Hey, howdy, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, publicbroadcasting.org. It's September the 24th, 2022, and we had some connection difficulty with my guests at first, but we have everybody on now. And if you've listened to Thought Crime Live before, you've heard both of these gentlemen. I have Mr. Mike Gaddy and Mr. Mike Sledge with me today. Mr. Gaddy is a forensic historian. Would you like to, maybe you, for the listeners who don't know how you who you guys are, let me get a brief bio from both of you before we get into everything. Mr. Gaddy, would you, I mean, you are a forensic historian and you work for the with POWs and et cetera. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, after military and then into moving into, while in the military, into the National Security Agency and then continuing there in a civilian capacity. And then in the 80s, I got involved in the Prisoner of War Missing in Action group. But during some of my duties with the oxymoronic field of government intelligence, I had access to a lot of documents, National Archives, Library of Congress, and various state university archives. And I began to find out during my research that almost everything I had been taught in history was a lie. And I don't think the people who were teaching it knew it was a lie because they had been taught the same thing. So I moved on from after a few years in the American Foundation for Accountability of Prisoner of War and Missing in Action, where I became vice president. Later, I got involved in the Minuteman Project on the border in Arizona back in 2005, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. Got involved in that, and then, of course, got involved in the Tea Party movement back in 2009. And but I have been a constant researcher, planning another trip soon to the archives, both in the state of New York and the state of Pennsylvania.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for joining me. I always learn a lot from you. True history is what must be preserved, and the actual history. I mean, that's what started me on this. To begin with, was looking at how we'd been lied to so many times. And Mr. Sledge, Mike Sledge, you've been a broadcaster for years. You were with Oracle. We're all usually cutting up, you and me, trying to make ourselves laugh. But if no one had heard you before, sir, would you like to give a brief bio?
Sure. Studied political science when I was in college. Got involved in Republican politics in the early 90s. Chapter leader, John Birch Society, professional redneck, stand-up comic, and broadcaster for about 15 years.
Okay, well, thanks. I wanted to start by asking you something, Mr. Sledge, about this September 24th date that was talked about in the German parliament. You said that was mistranslated. And, I mean, we covered that. I mean, it's like things look really grim, but there's always some distraction like that. It's like some... Yeah, you said that was, could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, look, first of all, when it comes to the date setting and all this stuff, this has been going on for years, and there's a lot of disinformation mm-hmm. put out in the alternative media, and it's done on purpose to distract people, to discredit people, to, you know, they say a date, something's going to happen, and it doesn't happen. And then people go, yeah, we knew it was all baloney, and none of this research is real, and that kind of thing. And yeah. They do it on purpose constantly. They did it with Y2K. They did it with the Mayan calendar. They do it every year. There's something like this in the alternative media, and it's really funny.
It
was a mistranslation. He was actually referring to it wasn't really a mistranslation. He was referring to the vote that has taken place in the Donbass today and tomorrow, I believe, for their merging back with Russia. And he was also referring to something that happened on the 24th of February that I've read. So, you know, but they run with stuff like that on purpose, and then everybody repeats it. I used to talk about. I did a show about 10 years ago called The Repeaters of the Alternative Media. And, you know, they put out disinformation, and then everybody, not everybody, but a large portion of alternative media talking heads just repeat garbage that they hear. And it's the original source 99% of the time is put out. It's a disinformation source on purpose to lead people in the wrong direction. And it happens all the time. It's very frustrating.
Yes, it is. And but having said that, things look pretty intense with this war situation. I mean, if that becomes Russian territory, this is going to everything will shift. Things will go to a much broader war, and you know, people will feel it here. Things that ain't no joke. And I mean, we talk about it being theater, and they do have the theater of war, but you know, they definitely are ramping things up to a very scary position. And I think they do try to distract people with disinfo and things like that to get us to argue about all kinds of crazy things and not learn the real history, like Mr. Gaddy points out, how this was a con from the beginning, and how government in itself is no solution to anything. That's the main thing that I think needs to be said. We're not gonna find any solutions in this current paradigm that we have, that we're living in. And you know, I looked up a podcast you did on Renegade Broadcasting back in 2013, where you proposed a literal plan, a political plan to help this country. And the way things are going, you know, we'll have to try to pick up the pieces after. I don't know if the dollar goes, they won't be able to impose their will on everybody. But they want to switch that into this digital dollar, which is the scariest thing. Mr. Gaddy, you said to me one day this week that if they switch that over to the digital currency and our social credit score and stuff, the people like us are, that's it. It's game over. People who stood up and spoke against the government, who came up with like alternative plans like you, Mr. Sledge, we're going to be named insurgents, not just thought criminals. They'll come. I mean, thought crime started out as a joke. You know that. Okay, we're all thought criminals here, blah, blah, because they don't want it. They censor us, but they have changed the perspective of everybody. Biden, they're calling out on Republicans as MAGA, as the enemy. And then this guy, I heard this story about a guy running over somebody because they were Republican, and then getting out on bond. And this looks more and more like the Bolshevik Revolution 2.0 here with the USSA. Would you agree with that, Mr. Gaddy?
Oh, absolutely. And there is, you know, I keep asking people this, and have been for better part of 40 years now, the great contradiction. And that is almost every, you know, the Declaration of Independence, every state constitution has it in it. All of them say that if at any time that the government becomes oppressive, the people have a right to overthrow it. But yet, in the laws of the United States, any attempt to overthrow the United States government is a felony and treason. So what they've told us is if you try to do what the Constitution says you should do and what it is your duty to do, then you are a criminal. And that is one hell of a contradiction. That's almost as big a contradiction as a stand-up comic and a professional redneck. come on, Sledge.
Sledge. Am I the professional redneck here, or Sledge?
Well, Sledge said he was. Sledge said he was a professional redneck. Now, I'm not sure what the qualifications are for that. Could you elaborate a little bit there, sir?
Yeah, you have to have a cooler with no top on it. you know, gotta love some cold beer. You know,
does an outside bathroom help?
Now you're gonna give people stereotypes of us down here in the South. We're gonna have to overcome that, y'all. We ain't all hillbillies. I know I sound like one sometimes, but no, these are a couple of very smart guys, y'all. I just But yeah, thanks for making, I needed a laugh. All right. What do you know, people say, what do we do? You know, and I, you know, there's not going to be a solution voting. That's for sure. I don't think there's going to be a solution involving this government. It literally has declared war on the people. I mean, we are the enemy. I'm reminded, you guys probably have heard that report from Iron Mountain and the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I forget which way it went. And then this NASA document that was leaked in 2001, and it was called Warfare 2025 in this PowerPoint presentation. And all the technology that we're seeing being deployed now was talked about then, and even some other stuff, and it was pretty scary. It talked about smart dust and biological weapons, and it made it clear that the people were the enemy. They, in that document, it had something that humans cost too much money, that, you know, they have a big logistics train. We need to replace people with machines. They don't think they need people anymore. And it's like, what, are you not people? It's another one of those contradictions there. So, yeah, it's very frustrating and a scary time, too. But what are we going to do? Just do the best we can and try to find local allies. I say that a lot, you know, find some people of like mind, but not for committing treason, but for what's coming. You know, we can see that things are going to ramp up. There's no doubt about it. The economy is just about, it's Weimar America, basically. That's how it looks more and more. Did you guys see that shop teacher with the big boobs? I mean, could you imagine that shop teacher? It's in Canada, I believe. Can you imagine it at a bandsaw or something? I mean, talk about clown world. It's gotten crazy.
Yeah. Let me remind the listener out there that you know, one of the biggest things that the government does is they put out a lot of conspiracy theories themselves. And a lot of people don't understand how this works. Disinformation and psychological operations are rampant in the alternative media. And I've been following this and researching it for years. And they put out these elaborate conspiracies to make you think that they have a lot more power than they actually have. This is very important. It's the Wizard of Oz technique. You know, you pull the curtain and there's this decrepit, you know, old dude behind there pulling levers. This is really true in a lot of ways with the fear mongering and the disinformation. So, you know, you have to understand from a psychological operation standpoint, they want the average person that does research and is tuned into this kind of information to feel like they are overwhelmed, outgunned, and just really under this very, very almighty tyranny that they'll never be able to surpass or overcome. And yes, they're very powerful, but a lot of it is propaganda to get you to be in a constant state of fear. Okay, so you're not thinking rationally, and then to also make you feel so irrelevant that you can't do anything to change course. This is done on purpose. It's done to break down the will of the population. Very important to understand this. So, you know, you mentioned Weimar Germany. Well, yeah, it's true. There are very many similarities. But remember, 1933, the people did rise up. There was a political movement. Mm-hmm. They were able to overturn that. And the same thing can happen here. But they want you to believe that you are useless, powerless, and they want to keep you in a constant state of fear on purpose.
I could completely agree. And that this, at some point, they've got to be pushing this too far. I think it'll be that coming for the kids the way they are. Yeah. Maybe that when they started doing this drag queen story hour back, 2017, 2018, people started to confront that. There was all kinds of shenanigans going on with that in Colorado with this comic book store that started it. And then now they got away with that. And they said, and other places all around the country, these, I don't know, they're just degenerates that have gone, I forgot what the name of it was, a group of tranny nuns had gone around different places. They're like agents, you know, these people. Hey, guys, we have a break coming up, and thanks for listening. Y'all, we'll be right back. Oh, hey. A bold marauder in its high-ho, hey. I am a
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Marching, I hear marching. Outside my window in the rain, I play checkers. I'm sick of checkers. I'm sick of pain.
Now, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Stephen Douglas Whitener, your host, and I have with me Mike Sledge and Mike Gaddy. We're getting some calls. I guess we'll go to the phones and take a call. We have Dave in the Thumb first. Okay, Dave?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hear me? Yeah, I hear you, sir.
Perfect. Hey, I want to get back to that freak job in Canada with shop class. I sure hope he's not building washing machines with ringers on them, as I hate to see that tit get caught in a ringer, huh?
Oh, it's just, yeah, it's ridiculous with a bandsaw or something. I mean, what level of insanity will we reach before this thing goes off? It's crazy. I can't,
Look at Trudeau. I mean, look at that frickin' tranny.
Mm-hmm.
We have stepped definitely into the twilight zone, and I won't take up any more of your time. I just wanted to share that.
Well, okay, Dave, thanks for listening, and thanks for the call.
You guys are awesome. All right. And, have Michael on. Michael needs his own show on RBN.
Well, I think they're both great. You can hear Mike Sledge often on Beyond the Official Narrative with Richard Carey as well. I'm known to pop up on there myself.
I hear that, and he makes a great redneck and a professional redneck. And hey, Michael, Keno sends his best regards, my friend.
Well, thanks again for the call.
Fantastic.
And next up is Lynn in Maryland. Hi, Lynn.
Hi. Can you hear me? Good morning, folks.
Howdy.
Thank you very much. My first suggestion, I'm not sure where you saw this idiot person, but, you know, my guess is stop watching videos. Don't believe what you see in a video. Videos, you know, deep fakes now, like synthetic voice, synthetic video. I mean, you know, they can even tell we're angry on the phone and know who to refer your call to. It's insane. Don't yell at Verizon. Believe me, you'll just sit there for 45 minutes on hold. But, you know, the Internet, I'd say get off the Internet. Get away from wireless at this point. This stuff is getting dangerous, and they're going to flip a switch. Now, the big thing is money, and I got to tell you, what they're doing is bad. Do you know in my area, everything is going to nothing but electronic banks to force everybody online. You can't get a bank statement in the mail. Start calling Capitol Hill. And you may not like it and say, oh, what did they do? Well, you know what? You make phone calls to every senator and congressman in the Senate Banking Committee and the House Financial Services Committee and call every one of those people, you will have an effect. One person can make a difference down there. You can get a bill pulled off the floor. Take my word for it. I got it done individually, okay? And it was ready for a vote, and she pulled it, okay? Because I had a fit and said, I'm not going to stop calling congressmen until you pull that bill. And, you know, money matters. I've had hundreds of thousands of dollars just taken away, okay, for no reason, because I didn't put money in an account for 3 years. Now, we can't fall for this. I'm nobody, just like everybody else. I'm disabled, and I want a damn bank statement. You got all my money. You can print out paper and put a little bit of postage on it. You know, I mean, the post office is even in the Constitution. Let's not cut more money out of them. You know, they don't have enough money now because they're so poorly managed. But we are the people, and that's what we need to remember. We're the people, and if we don't care about each other and step up and speak up, we're going to lose our freedom. And that's the bottom line. And that's on every level.
Well, Lynn, thank you for the call, but it's like we pretty much already have. We just have this illusion of freedom and choice here, it seems, these days. You know, you can have Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, and it just seems like there's no real solution there, although I do know people locally who have been at the State House trying to have their voice known, and that does have some effect on the things that are passed here, too. I'm only familiar with what's been done here in South Carolina. I know some people who are there lobbying for, you know, pro-life and pro-freedom causes, but the, like you said, the money talks.
Yeah, guys, could give out the telephone number for the U.S. Capitol switchboard?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that way you don't know who your congressman and senator are? That's okay. Just give them your zip code. They'll tell you and connect you. 202-224-3121. I'll repeat it. 202-224-3121. But please, anybody, if you can, I mean, I keep a U.S. congressional directory right next to my phone, and I will call all the congressmen and senators I can
right.
when it comes to something. And
thanks
it does
again
make
for, the,
a
thanks for the call.
Thank
we have a break. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank
we'll be
you.
Right back, folks.
Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. And I have with me Mike Sledge and Mike Gaddy. And Mr. Gaddy, would you like to respond to that, the call your congressman thing? I mean, I don't think they're gonna have our best interest in mind, honestly. I do know some people that have been watching the bills and stuff and trying to influence it. But at this point, I don't think there's much hope in political solutions.
Well, pardon me. I so wish that what the lady said was in fact that things could be accomplished with that. And she mentioned she stopped a bill, and you know, that is admirable. But let's look at something. In 2009, when the TARP bailouts were before Congress, Congress admitted themselves that 99% of the calls and emails and everything that they received, even letters, even telegrams, said don't sign the TARP legislation. We still have it. And let's not forget that we had 37 individual states that protested, did not want Obamacare instituted. 37, I believe, even in my challenge math days, that's more than half of the states said no, they didn't want it, but yet we still have it. Patrick Henry warned us back in 1788 that these people would never discipline themselves. The system was not designed. And if we wait for these people to discipline themselves and do what's right, we're done. I'm sorry to disagree with the lady, but, I have sent letters to Congress and gotten back form letters that wasn't even on the subject I sent them a letter on. And, yes, they're going to answer the phones and everything because that's their symbol of democracy. Oh, you live in a representative republic. You can call and they will answer. Yeah, okay. You never talk to a member of Congress on the phone. They don't have time for you. That's why they have staff, and the staff is there to try to make sure that you vote for them the next election.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you. Unless we have another caller. If it's the host after me, Luca. Can you hear me, sir?
I sure can. Oh, don't call me sir. I'm not 70 yet.
Hey, it's a Southern thing. I'm sorry.
you know what? I was just listening to your guest responding to the caller, and a police car drives by, and I'm sitting there shaking my head. I'm going, yep. Uh-huh. And I want to congratulate you again, like I did last week, for what you were talking about with your guest. You know, and I'm trying to relax for my show, and I'm pacing, listening to yours. Mm-hmm. But I want to go back to what you guys talked about in the beginning, about how it's built on fallacy, and it's built on control, it's built on lies, okay? I'll give you a very good example. I feel like I've been raped this morning because I've been following, I don't really want to say the name of the website because it's a big blow to me, and I don't want people to think this is out of malice when I'm saying it, but after following them for over two decades, and they come out with this, which I'm going to read very quickly, if you don't mind. Okay. You know, the age-old desire for world domination is, you know, one of the most basic realities in the history of humanity. And he goes on and on. It's it's what we want to hear. Iron clashed against iron in the olden days, and every blast was answered with a louder blast. Well, today things have changed. All the invaders have changed, and the playbook has changed. And this is what they said. After World War II, the psychopath Nazi criminals were prosecuted during the historic Nuremberg trials. Judges were puzzled by the fact that Hitler had been able to support, you know, get that support from the majority of the German people for his insane and humane mass murdering of millions of people. Okay? This is the people that I've been following for two decades, and they come up with this. And I'm glad to talk about this now because this was not part of my show this morning, and I just wanted your guest's thoughts on that because I'm horrified. I feel like I've got a blow in the gut that I can still feel this right now. I've been with this for an hour now.
Well, yeah, look, history that we've been taught about World War II is definitely cartoon, and they took Allied propaganda and made it the official history. That's a whole other topic. But
when one of your guests said that in 1933 they tried to turn things around, but they weren't able to. That's why I called to say this.
Yes, well, they did try. I mean, it was the situation was similar. I mean, and things now, like that person said, with the enemy is here. You know, it's like, and the enemy, in a lot of ways, is us. If we comply with all this tyranny, then it's going to keep happening. I remember this. I've read this thing from back in the 1500s or something. It said the only way to end tyranny is to stop desiring it, stop going along with it, and we're going to have a different way of living. They want to we are the enemy. You know, they want to destroy us all and want to make us really, really miserable beforehand and profit from it as they do. It's just, there's got to be a better way, you know. And most people who are kind of in that trance, you know, if you can't get them to ask you questions and want to learn, then I thought, well, move on. But yeah, back then, I'm not as familiar with all of the, I'm learning more about that history as I go along and reading a lot more about it. Early on, I learned that the war was a racket. My dad gave me that book, so I knew that was happening. But now, the whole situation that happened, the way that they've been portraying these demons, these villains, you know, and the psychological operations have been going on with every freaking war that we've had, and they've always been like tax collections and robberies, you know. That's Mr. Gaddy, you know. You talked about how they were coming to collect the taxes during that first war of Northern aggression, and so. It's frustrating that this pattern keeps repeating. Yes, sir.
Let me just add before I go. I don't want to cut you off. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just want to say that the way I look at it, there was a destruction of Germany that happened so fast because of the genocidal maniac named Churchill and his buddy Eisenhower and his camps, okay, that they said, okay, you know, we'll destroy the Middle East. We're talking Israel, right? Okay, 7 countries in 5 years. Whoops. You know, so if back then it was, you know, going at 16 and maybe 33, like an LP, right now we're going 78 because they're learning. They learn so much so fast about how to blow people up and, 40 bioweapons labs in Ukraine. Oh, whoops. You know, it's everywhere. So this is why it's going full speed now. Thank you for the time, and I'll let somebody else call.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Luca. And I hope is that they're accelerating because so many people are waking up to it. But I don't know that we have anything to do with their timetable or agenda. Would you gentlemen, either of you gentlemen, like to respond?
Go ahead, Sledge.
I was going to let you go, Mike.
Well, I've already gone. It's your turn. You're a professional redneck.
Look, you know, 1933 was a very interesting time. The NSDAP did a great job. They were able to stabilize and create an economic miracle for a period of time, but it's hard to win when the whole world is aligned against you to destroy you, and that's exactly what happened. Yes, the caller's correct. Luke is correct. The Allied forces, Churchill, who was connected to Jewish power, as people should know by now if they've done the research, the British Empire, going back to Cromwell, was totally subverted. So in order to understand this history, you must understand the powers behind these governments. And that is the power behind these governments, is the international finance and international elite Jewry. And I would say instead of what we need is not a – you know, when you call Washington, D.C., you might as well be calling Israel at this point. That's my comment on the Washington D.C. number. You know, it might as well be an Israeli phone call over there to the Israeli powers, because that's who controls every politician in this country, from AIPAC to K Street. It's all international Jew lobbyists and money that control every single Zionist puppet that we have in the in Washington D.C. Anyway, go ahead, Mike.
Well, one of the things I wanted to comment on here, guys, is I. When I look at PSYOPs and I look at what they're doing, and they're masters at doing this, the problem is, from their level, you have to have somebody to implement this. And guys, this may be an oversimplification, but I think they have screwed their own patootie here, because their educational system is producing a bunch of idiots. And if you're going to implement your technology, I don't care how good your technology is, if you have to use the idiots that you're producing in the public fool system, if you have to use them to accomplish anything, I mean, we've all experienced it. We've got people sitting behind a cash register that can't make change. But they all feel good about it. But we have created a nation of idiots that goes right along with the UN Agenda 2030 and their Common Core and all of their other education programs. We are producing subservient idiots. And how are they going to, because this elite group can't do it by themselves. They have to have the military. They have to have others to do those things for them. So once that happens, when you don't have the ability, the people that you need to go out there and do all your dirty work, when they do not have the mental capabilities of handling it, what does that equate to?
Yeah, it's idiocracy. It's very frustrating. I try to talk to people. People can't make change, right? And listen, we have Mr. Sledge.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. I also think that that in many ways, I've talked about, done a lot of research on this, the Eurasian shift, and I do believe that that there is a plan here to basically pull the plug on white Western civilization and move power toward the east. China, you got the Belt and Road Initiative. Even Russia is a player in this, because people forget that Israel is more than happy to be in a coalition power with China, Russia, and emerging Eastern economies in Asia. They have no problem with that. Saudi Arabia as well, which I call the second Israel. The House of Saud is nothing more than a front for a Jewish power as well, for those who really understand that history. So what's really happening here that I see from a geopolitical standpoint is there's a power shift taking place globally. China was set up to fill that role, regardless of what many people might think. China was very important. The Mao Revolution was completely controlled by international finance. People like Israel Epstein and Stanley Rittenberg basically were the powers behind Mao, the advisors. They were all from New York City. They were Oy Veys. International finance that. You have the Kaifeng Judaic power in China that's very involved in the banking system there. It's not independent as people think. And so I think what you're seeing now is a transfer of wealth and power from the West to the East. And it's very important and very symbolic from an international finance perspective, international Jewish perspective, to really understand what's going on there.
Well, very well said, Mr. Sledge. Very well said. I was expecting you to do that in the voice of Alex Jones.
Well, I can if you want to, you know. The Tricom.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
You know, I like how Alex Jones would say, we have the documents, but Mr. Getty, you actually do have the documents. That's something that people should know when you're given your lessons, that you've gone to the archives and that some of those documents are actually being deleted and are not available to the public anymore. That, yeah, exactly. Touch that answer. Would you? Oh, hi, Mer.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry to interrupt. I was going to suggest maybe don't take calls until the second half hour, if at all, so we can hear more of you. But when I heard the thing about Germany, and it reminded me, I wanted to say here, too, and I'll send it to you guys, but something that turned up recently was 150,000 Jews sacrificing babies to Moloch, hopefully not real ones, and that was on July 3rd, 1933, which, if you count back, it's 101 days from their declaration declaring war on Germany on March 24th. So they've been casting spells all along. This COVID is one of their spells. It's divoke, you know. So, you know, you just have to stay away from their media altogether, right? But I wanted to know where I can find that four-part thing you did, Mike Sledge, about the Chinese.
Oh, yeah. It's American National Radio Network.podbean.com. Go to the search bar and just type in Chinese Jews.
Oh, good.
And you'll have I believe it's like 3.5 hour show I did on it.
Great. And they never left. They've been over there since before there were Iraqi Jews there, and they, you know, get the opium trade running, and then they just take over all the land.
Yep.
But, yeah, and Mike, you're going to go get some more documents pretty soon, I understand, right? I mean, Mike Gatti.
Oh, yes, Mer. We are. That it will occur. We have, DW and I have coordinated that. We're going to go to the Fall Fest up there with Mr. Whitener and Mr. Sledge, and then leaving there, we are going farther north to the archives. So we're going to try to make one trip do it all.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. And, yeah, like you were saying, sometimes they're not deleted on the web. They're just edited. So that's something to look out for, too. And it's a good thing they're not written in cursive, because no one would ever read them. They can't read cursive anymore.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because we didn't realize that ourselves. On one of the programs I had with DW and Cal, I was reading an essay from Sentinel, and we were also reading a speech by Patrick Henry. And when I was going through that, Cal stops me and he says, wait a minute, I don't have those two paragraphs. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I got mine on the web. He said, I got it from Teaching American History, and there's two paragraphs missing.
Yeah. Well, Founders Archives, you can usually find the complete ones, I know, it seems. Anyway, thank you, guys. I'll listen.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Thanks very much for the call. Be right back, folks.
While Ukraine is turning into a huge mess, I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. In a rare public address, Russian President Putin announced the mobilization of more troops headed for Ukraine. Russia is calling up 300,000 reservists in phase one of that mobilization. Putin also said he would not rule out the use of nuclear weapons. So far, the United States has sent about $70 billion to the war in Ukraine. I'm somewhat torn over the situation. In essence, this is a civil war. Ukraine was part of Russia for a very long time. However, the West did promise to defend Ukraine when they gave up the world's third largest nuclear arsenal. But when do we cut our losses? At what point will American troops get involved? Or even worse, when might we see mushroom clouds? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on republicbroadcasting.org, and I have Mr. Mike Gaddy and Mr. Mike Sledge as my co-host today. Mr. Gaddy, you guys want to continue where you were there? You were going up to the archives afterwards, and that's terrific. What else do you suggest for us to do, sir?
Well, the truth, I think, is found in these archives. The primary thing that I am wanting to secure in this trip is a set of documents, 75 essays from Samuel Bryan, who was Sentinel, 75 essays on the Bill of Rights, which were never, ever published anywhere. And I'm looking forward to coming up with those, especially if anyone has read Samuel Bryan's notes, Sentinel, the first 24. They are just absolutely something else, and such an intelligent writing. And there's a reason all of these are being shut down. You know, you can get 24 essays of Sentinel at Amazon, I believe, for $900.
Wow, $900. You could get a PDF if they and they want $900 there. Maybe why do you think they're trying to hide that in particular?
Well, they do not want anything negative. And if you go back to 1912, 1907 to 1912, when the three nonprofit organizations took over the educational system in America, and this was before NEA or any of those others, but they took it over, 100 plus years ago. And the two things were that they wanted to do was to make sure that revisionist history was taught so the people wouldn't know the truth. And then second part of their agenda was to disperse what information was available, stick it off in various, how many people, guys, actually do research? I mean, common, ordinary Americans, how many of them actually have ever been into an archive anywhere and done anything like what you would consider to be real research? It's just not done. And so one of the things is that if no one knows it's there, but then as the people begin to wake up, 1984 style, this information has to be diluted or destroyed totally. Your thoughts on that, Mr. Sledge?
Oh yeah, I totally agree. And that was the one of the main reasons, unfortunately, that they created the internet, was to get everybody fixed on digital information so they could memory hole everything and get rid of the written word, get rid of books. You know, this has been a path they've been on for quite some time. And the true history, like you said, is in the archives and in the good libraries. And I spent a lot of time in libraries, never been to the National Archives. I haven't done that stuff that you have, Mike, but I tell you what, there's no doubt the war on information is to completely destroy written text and move everything online and on computers and on servers so they can totally rewrite it or just make it disappear. And they've already been doing that for quite some time now.
Well, Mike, that's a great observation. And that's and Stephen, sorry for stepping on you there, buddy.
No.
But, oh, we got some music coming up anyway.
Yeah. People can find Mr. Gaddy's work on Telegram on the Teach Me True History channel, and Mr. Sledge is often on Beyond the Official Narrative. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time.
You that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
You're listening. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.